Blog Talk Radio. I know we're at a different time today, and I'm sorry about that. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm Bonnie Albers, and you are listening live. We have today my absolute favorite, my guest host for the week, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Well, welcome to the Bonnie Scream.
Yeah, welcome. It's Monday, but I've got a lot to tell you. Yeah, I've got a lot to tell everybody. Just give me a few minutes. I want to let everybody know that I'm going to New York tomorrow. I know Mark Anthony's in New York, and I wish we weren't, like, flipping times because I would have loved to see him. He is going to be at the Namaste Bookstore and I think Fifth Avenue. I leave when he comes, so unfortunately I will not see Mark this time, but we loved having him, and again we want to thank him for being part of the Bonnie Albers on air show, and we enjoyed him so much that I know he will come back. He's got a new book coming out. He's got a fabulous new book coming out called Evidence of Eternity, and we're going to try to get him back once that book comes out. So to let everybody know again that Kelly is going to be our guest host this week. She's going to take the Tuesday show, and that's going to be with Melissa, our heavy metal medium. She will be here to talk to you, teach you, and take calls. And Kelly will be with her hosting, and also Kelly's input will be wonderful. Wednesday, we have, it's astrology day, but we've got a surprise for you. Since Kelly is hosting this week, we have Ron Cole, the first hour, and the second hour, we have a wonderful reader, a fabulous person, and she talks to the angels. It's Peg Jones, and she's excited to come back. We're excited to have her. And she'll be here Wednesday and Thursday at the second hour at 2 o'clock. On Thursday, we've got our mom and daughter team, Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. And we love them. They're psychic. They're mediumistic. Brenda is a medical intuitive. They bring readings. They bring all kinds of messages to you. And we love having them. So, Kelly, you got your work cut out for you this week.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We miss you, though. You know that? It's like there's a reason it's called Bonnie Albers on air. It's like, I hope you have some time to call in, at least say hi to everybody.
Well, you know what? That depends on how my trip to New York is this time. I'm hoping it's a little calmer, and I'm hoping to have some fun on this trip. So I will try to call in, Kelly, but you know it's my daughter's 28th birthday. On the 24th, happy birthday, Lauren. I will be there for you. And we're just looking to have a really good time because last time was a little stressful. And I'm looking to have a much quieter, happier, fabulous
time.
Day. Yeah.
You will.
You know, I'm just so happy to have you all here. Thank you, everybody who is in chat. Thank you, all callers. I love seeing you on the board. You know that's why we're here. We're here to help. We're here to teach. We're here to talk. And, you know, we're here to kind of have fun. So today, you know what, Kelly? Today, I think I want to talk about, which a friend of ours just did an investigation. We're not allowed to tell you where because he's been held to secrecy. But it's with a secret society in Ohio. And, Mike, this is for you, babe. I want to talk about when they go in, and a lot of my friends and our fellow co-host guests, they all work in clearing houses and going in and finding spirit and finding, you know, energy. And it is the coolest thing. I love it. I do it remotely. But today I thought we'd talk about what energy and entities they find in homes, in buildings, in structure, and in land. So, you know, Cal, I'm a real big believer that 99%, maybe 98%, are really just what we call loop energy. What do you think?
Okay.
Do you know what loop energy is?
I was hoping you would elucidate on that a little bit. I've heard, it's been a long time. I've read some things, and I know there's different things that can get, you know, like stuck in different places. And it reminds me, the best analogy I think I heard is like a TV rerun, right? Something like that. It's just something that keeps happening over and over. Okay.
See,
but I'm not sure why.
Well, you know, a lot of times, especially if big investigative teams and you see them on television, although you never see them crossing anybody over, you just see them scared to death and running. But, you know, we have teams that cross Spirit over. And the real investigative teams go in there. They prove that there's some type of energy. You know, we're all energy and spirit. And either they find that this is really oppressive energy or really just energy that hasn't left. And usually with spirit, I think that most spirits go. They you know, we don't have a time frame with spirit. So if they want to stay and like hang out with you, Kelly, they could hang out for the next 50 years. You'd be old and a prune and probably up there before they left. Because well, because to them, 50 years is 5 seconds, because what's eternity? We can't, you know, and we have different, you know, type of, we're not on a timeline except on Earth. So, we do have what we call residual energy, and that's when somebody is attached to their home, their property, a piece of furniture, or a person. And not always is that spirit stuck there, because a lot of times they do go to the light. There's angels waiting for them. There's relatives waiting for them. There's other spirit energy waiting for them. But their deep footprint, what we call a loop, keeps back at that house, place, people thing. And so really a lot of the energies we find in those homes are really what we call loop energy. And you don't really find the spirit there. You find the essence of the spirit. You find the incident. Or, you know,
Energy signature, what they call an energy signature.
Absolutely. Okay. And sometimes when you go to a farmhouse, you will find that the groundskeeper is still there. So that's really cool, but he's really not there. We don't want to think that spirit gets stuck. Some of them do, but very, very non-frequent do they get stuck. But they've tilled that soil, and they love that land, and they loved what they did, that even when they go to spirit, they leave what we call a karmic imprint or a carbon imprint. So it's really just so cool. I love doing work. And now, then you get the energies that are not human. And so they don't have a footprint on this earth plane, but they are the ones usually that we all say there's bad juju in the house. A lot of times. Yeah, and a lot of times if an incident happens, like a bad incident, a death, premature death, what happens is because it's so fast and so violent, that their carbon imprint stays there. And I have a friend, I'm going to mention her name, Brooke, so if you don't like it, you can call in and, you know, and hang me or something. But, you know, my friend Brooke goes in and she reads the energies off the walls and floors. She recognizes the incident, and then that energy can dissipate and go away. So I love that. Don't you?
Yeah, I see, and that's what I was about to ask was how in the world, you know, if you have something like, you know, stuck in a loop, if it's like, you know, a repeating incident, like, you know, I've heard some of those where somebody gets murdered and it's like what gets played over is like the last 5 minutes. You just see the last 5 minutes, you know, happening over and over and over. So
yeah.
It's like I wondered how they discharged that and got rid of that. That's, you know, because a lot of times that seems to be really stuck there, and that's why, you know, people go, oh, it's haunted, but it's like it's really not the being there or the essence of them there. It's just that particular tragic, you know, traumatic event is replaying.
Yeah. Well, you know what's really interesting, which this goes in the same genre, but I just want to we didn't even introduce ourselves, Kel. But you know what? Everybody knows me, but before I'm just so crazy today because I'm going to New York. But you know what's really interesting, Kelly, when you say that? What they find is these, we call them home sweepers. They find that if you recognize the energy has nothing to replay. And you say, yes, this happened and we recognize this and, you know, it's okay. A lot of that energy dissipates. Not all the time, but a lot of the energy with emotion dissipates. But what's really cool they have had incidents, and this just shows how we energetically think, that we create some of this havoc. If let's say you go into a haunted house and you were told by generations, this is haunted, this is haunted. You go in and you scream, you see something, you see something. The same people go in and do the same thing. You actually create the energy that is haunting the place.
Oh.
So I think that is pretty cool. That shows that thoughts are energy and energy can't be dissipated. So I just remember they have proven that with one of the homes that they went into, that they keep going back saying it's haunted, it's haunted, it's haunted, and really it was never haunted. And now because everybody's frightened to go to it, it brings the energy there, and it actually makes a haunting. So is that like cool or what?
Wow. That's
yeah.
I think that's the whole science principle behind that about the quantum. It's like the quantum atom stuff where they, you know, when you observe an event, it's like it proceeds to happen. The way you observe it is kind of like the law of attraction and, you know, expectations.
Well, let me ask you a question. Well, you know what, Kelly? I keep imagining that I want $100 million, and I keep trying to visualize it, but I don't visualize it because the money hasn't appeared yet. So I don't know. It always appears as energy, and if energy can create a haunting, why can't that energy create $50 million for me?
Well,
you know?
It does, because the haunting doesn't come across as tangible.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, we have a 3D, now a 3D copier, and it becomes tangible. I'm going to wait till that 3D copier starts making money, and that's tangible, and then I'm going to buy one. But anyway, I do want to tell everybody hello again. I'm going to tell you about Kelly and I, and then we're going to start taking callers because we have only a 60-minute show today. But I'm Bonnie Albers. You can get a hold of me at balbers714@aol.com. You can leave me a message. I do readings. I do counseling. I'm an RN, an LNC. I am a, which is a legal nurse consultant. I also am a life coach. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and any sexual issues you have because I've been an RN in a sexually explicit field, which is urology. And so I can, you know, deal with all the emotions and the physical problems of sexual, you know, sexual habits or any type of sexual function that you need or dysfunction. Yes. And I also use my intuitive, clairvoyant, mediumistic abilities. I do readings, but I also counsel. I counsel on Skype, and I counsel on the phone, and I also have private clients that I come to my office. So if you'd like to schedule a reading with me or a counseling session with me, please get a hold of me at balbers714@aol.com. Also, you can reach me on Facebook. The only problem is I don't know what my name is because I think we changed to Kelly, and now I think it's Bonnie Albers Mosenter, which has caused me all kinds of problems. My real name should have been Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Mosenter is my middle name. Albers is my married name. But we can't change it back for, what, 40 more days, Kelly?
Something like that. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, so everybody, if you just want to find me at Bonnie Albers Mosenter on Facebook, you can like me. Then you'll get a list of all of our shows. And also, if you can like us on Blog Talk, you can also find all our shows. And since I like you guys, I wish that you would like me, guys. So just get in there, like us, and you'll get all the updates to our shows. I do want to tell you before I start taking callers, our show is going to start metamorphosizing, changing, and bringing new peeps in. So every week is going to be different, guys, but I can tell you I'm putting one night show on starting in November, and guess what? Our girl Leslie is back in the house, so I'm going to get a hold of Leslie. Yay! Leslie Journey, she does all kinds of dates, names. She reads. She's, oh, my goodness, she has all the clairs. I can't wait to do a show again with Leslie, and it'll be Leslie and myself coming at nighttime, and then we are going to have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shows, and they'll be all switched around. I have a lot of guests coming. I've got an unbelievable medical intuitive that goes into your organs. I have a meeting with him today, and I've got a couple spirit mediums from the UK coming in. They're all going to do readings. They're all going to teach. They're all going to talk to you. So stay tuned for our updates every Sunday. So, Kelly, what do you think if we take the first caller?
Let's boogie. Oh, yeah.
Let's boogie, girlfriend. 814, you're on with Bonnie and Kelly. Hi. Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you? How can Kelly and I help you today?
Well, I had a question. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're
breaking. Echo. I'm thinking it's like sometimes that's it's either a speakerphone or it's like a feed loop if you're listening on the computer. Sometimes your speakers are like right there and it gives that feedback loop.
Oh, here we're talking loop, Kelly. We just hope it's not a spirit loop. Okay, Amy, if we can't hear you, we'll let you know. But please ask us your question.
Okay. I had a job interview on October 10th, and I just was kind of seeing what you ladies were getting on that.
I am getting a very strong yes. I don't know if this is the job that you want, because I'm getting the feeling that you will be offered it, but I think it's not your perfect job, but I think you're going to absolutely be offered it, and I think you're going to jump at it, Amy. Okay, do you have anything, Cal? Did you throw out anything to help that?
I'm gonna agree with you on that. It's like that's especially with the bit. It's like, you know, yes, you may be offered the job, but unless it's the one that you really really love, because I remember there was a case where a gal, you know, she manifested the job she thought she wanted, and because she forgot to ask when she was manifesting that she absolutely like or love her job, she got the job. And then she discovered she hated it because it was like the working conditions or, you know, the people she was working with. So when you're trying to manifest those jobs, make sure that you ask that it be a job that you love. You know, it's like do what you love and the money will follow. So, but I'm going to agree with Bonnie on that one. It's like I think it's there if you want it, but it may not be exactly what you want.
I do see, Amy, it's more of a lateral move, am I right? It's more like the same.
Yeah.
And I believe you're going to take it, but I think that you won't love it. I believe there's another job out there for you, but you have to take the lateral one in order to take the next one, waiting for the next one. So I would really give it a thought. I believe you're going to take this job. So, but again, I'm not sure that it's any different in what, your status will be. But what I do think is that second job that comes, which will be after you take this one, will be a move up, if that makes any sense to you.
Yes.
Okay, you go for it, girlfriend. I love that you're going to get this job. I know you've been waiting. I feel like it's like this is something you've wished for, waited for. Even though it'll be a lateral move versus an up move, that next one after this one will be an up move. Okay?
Okay.
Would you call in and let us know?
I definitely will.
All right. Go for it. And, Amy, you get out there. You get that voice going. You tell them when you've got that interview that you will love, you want to do this, you've been thinking about it, that you'd be an asset to them. I can see you. You've got to talk them, you know, and when they ask you questions, be real upbeat, be very, you know, gregarious about doing this, even though it's, again, a lateral move, because the next one is going to be really wonderful for you. So give us a call, Amy, and let us know.
I will.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye, Amy. Oh, I love it. I love it when I can say that because, you know, Cal, even with a lateral move, sometimes it's just better. It's a better situation, better people. It actually gets you, even though you're moving sideways.
Where you want to go.
Yeah, the next time you're going up the elevator. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to, the next caller is 111111. You're on with Kelly, Kelly, and Kelly, and Bonnie. Hi, 11. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
We're doing fabulous. Yeah. Who are we speaking to?
This is Amber.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, we love hearing that. How can Kelly and I help you, girlfriend? Because you don't sound like, wait a minute, before I say anything, you don't sound like you need any help. In fact,
no,
I think...
No, really?
Yeah, I think you know the answer. This is what they're telling me, and then I want you to be honest and then ask me. They say that you have a really good internal compass. And I don't know if you know what that means, but an internal compass means you really know you're more inward than you're outward. Like, I'm more outward. I make all kinds of faux pas, mistakes. I have to trip over my feet, and half the time I don't know where I'm going. That's what's called an external compass. And then internal compass means you listen. You're pretty deeply seated inside, that you think before you move, or and that you actually are much more in touch with spirit than you think you are. So how did I do?
You hit the nail on the head.
She's calling in for confirmation. I just want, it's like we all do, Bonnie. It's like, you know, and we do. We get a lot of calls from people who, you know, just they have their own good internal sense, and they just kind of want to go, you know, I just want to make sure it's real and not Memorex, you know, because we all have that problem.
That.
It's harder to see the forest for the trees when you're in it. So
yeah.
Yeah. So what's the question?
Well, wait a minute, Amber. I don't want a question yet. I'm still working with Amber. Amber, I do have to tell you, I am just like that. Kelly's like that. Whenever we have an issue, and believe me, we all have issues, we always use each other for confirmation. And that the reason I'm bringing all this up and I'm making a big deal, because I really love your energy. I feel your deep energy. I feel like you, the words waters run deep come out when I speak with you. And I love that. I love that feeling because you're more grounded than me. And so when I latch on to your, you know, to get you, I feel like I'm really rooted. So thank you. I love this, Amber. And yes, how can I make your life happier?
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
I was hoping to be able to contact my grandmother. She was
your grandma's here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your grandmother's here, and that's why I've been talking, because she's here and she's the one telling me about all of the way you are. Even though I can feel it, your energy, your energy force around you lets me feel that. But your grandmother is so, she wants you, I'm going to use these words, it's not my words, that she wants you to step up to the plate. I don't know if that means anything to you, but she wants you to step up to the plate. She feels that there are a lot more, that you're a lot more grounded and a lot more spiritual, I guess, than anybody really knows. And she's so proud of you for understanding that you are, because she says she thinks you do understand that you are. And she's taking credit for that. Why is she handing me a bunch of carrots?
Carrots?
Hmm?
I don't know.
She's handing me, she's got a whole bunch in her hand. And, you know, I don't know what the symbol is, because it's your symbol, so I don't know if you don't like carrots or she used to give them to you as a kid. I'm not quite sure.
My daughter doesn't like carrots.
Okay, well, there you go. She's handing you a bunch of carrots. And she's saying that she doesn't care if your daughter doesn't like carrots. They're good for her. So I don't know if your grandmother used to give you good, wholesome food. Maybe that was her point. Mm-hmm. But she said she's looking out for you, is what she's saying. And this is what she would do. And it's the funniest thing, because nobody's ever handed me like a bouquet of carrots. let me see what else I'm asking her. She's very proud of how you've, is it a daughter that you have?
Yes.
Yeah. She's very proud. She said it hasn't been easy for you. And she says it still isn't easy for you. Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
And she said she's very proud of you. She said, well, you know what, she's taking credit. I don't know where your mother was, but she's taking credit for all of this. So she's saying that she raised you well. So I don't know if you spent a lot of time with your grandmother, or she's just making fun of the fact that she's taking credit for all of the greatness that you are raising your daughter with. She also says that you're going to raise her different than you were raised. You're going to teach her how to survive and be on her own. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something she feels that even though you have it intrinsically, that you never really were raised like. You weren't raised to be on your own. And she's sorry that that wasn't, but in her generation, they didn't do that. So I don't know if you know what that means. She's from, in a generation like my grandmother where they got married and they took care of you. And what she's saying is that's not happening in your case. So I'm not sure why, but she also says she's around you. And she says she knows what you're making for dinner. And she's giving me the smells of, I don't know why, because I don't see what's on the plate, but it's really a heavy smell of meat. So I don't know, again, whether it's because you don't eat meat, because this is your symbol, or you serve. And it's real steaming hot when she's handing it to me. I'm looking at it and there's steam coming out of it. And I can smell it's either some type of like pot roast, some type of meat. And I don't know whether it's turkey, pot roast, because I can't see the meat from the steam. But she's saying she's with you at dinner. And I don't know if things happen in the kitchen that you know she's there. You can find her in your kitchen is what she's telling me.
Okay.
You know, does she ever cook?
That was her trade.
Okay.
Well, her sauce was fantastic.
Yeah, she's in the kitchen. And the reason I can't see, and I guess, is because it smells so good. I mean, oh, my gosh. Maybe her sauce had meat in it. I don't know, because I could smell
meat.
Yeah,
meatballs.
Yeah, sausages. Oh, my goodness. That's exactly. Yep. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm so hungry. Amber, I'm so hungry. Can't you give
me
the
food? Man.
Oh, my God. And she's smiling. And she said that she knows that you liked what she made. I think the whole family did.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So she says, again, that's the same thing as you weren't raised the way she was. And I guess, do you not cook?
Mm-mm.
That's why she said it. I thought maybe it was at work, but she's saying you weren't raised like her. But she says you could be. And if you just listen to her while she's in the kitchen, she would tell you what spices you need to put in there. Because she has a secret spice she puts in that sauce is what she's showing me. And I'm going to say it's really weird because I'm going to say the spice she's showing me is either coriander. I can't read the jar, but it's either coriander or anise.
Okay.
So she said use some of that even if you use a can. Because it'll make it better.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her to step back only because I don't have a whole lot of time. She is a real sweet lady. I love this energy of her. And can you please come into my kitchen? Because you can teach me. I don't cook either. And now I'm starved and I only have coffee. So, Amber, what she's saying to me in the beginning is something I love, and that is that you have the availability to know. And not everybody does. So you really have to think and sit and really, you're introspective anyway. Know that she says that there's objects that she moves, and you just need to know it's her. So I don't know if it's like a penny or some kind of something that she says, she does try to move, so you know she's there, but she's going to try bringing you some smells, so you know that it's her. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
All right. you need to call us back because I want to hear about these smells, okay?
For sure, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Wait a minute. I want some input.
Wait a minute. Amber,
oh,
don't
hey.
Go away. Okay, go for it, Cal.
Yes, I was sitting there humming the Jeopardy song, going no. Anyway, what I got with the carrots, you know, the symbolism.
Uh-huh.
The one piece I got out of that was orange, and it's like with the orange chakra, that's our sexual and emotional center. So it's got something to do with making sure that the emotions are healthy. So make sure whichever person's for yourself or your child, is make sure that your emotions are clear when you're dealing with people. Make sure it's not cloudy.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I love that.
I hope so.
Because I only give her 30 seconds. You do realize that, Amber? After 30 seconds,
I guess
self-destruct. So. We self-destruct, and she doesn't want that. No, I'm only kidding. That was a great pickup, Kelly. You know, I only see symbols, and when I get an emotion and feel it, they're talking to me, so it's hard for me to, you know, to always, and I love that. Well, honey, Amber, you need to call back because, again, I love this energy of this woman, and I think you know what she's talking about. So, you know, I believe you'll be making some changes.
All right, fantastic.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, Kelly, I'm going to give you the orange chakra. You know, you need the orange chakra, too.
No,
okay.
I don't.
Yes. I don't see anybody giving you any carrots, but I'm going to hand you carrots. Here, baby. Woo! Here they go.
But I love carrots, man. That's a problem.
I know you do. Maybe that's why they don't come with it. So 857, you are on with Kelly and Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, how are you? It's Keita.
Hi, Keita. How are you?
Stressing a little. How are you?
Well, you know, don't stress because one of us will be an empath and then we're going to stress. Then you don't want that because then if we have to answer your question, you want us perfectly calm to do that. So please tell us what your question is.
Well, my question is that I gave my husband an ultimatum and
yes.
I am just wondering how he responds.
You know, Keita, I really believe he loves you. I think I remember you from last week, and I don't remember when Spirit tells me things. I can't remember. Like, I won't remember what Amber's grandmother said in 2 seconds.
But,
yeah, I can't have because I don't remember. But I do remember you because I remember when I don't talk, my other person, you know, partner talks, then I can remember. So I do remember you. I really believe that he loves you. I think that, and I've seen, and I hate to say this because I am a marriage counselor. That's one of the big things that I do also. And I'm looking at this intuitively as well as counselor wise. You want something I don't think he's capable of doing. Okay?
Okay.
But that doesn't have anything to do with does he love you. I don't want you to, do you know what I'm saying? Like, here's a good example, and I hope you understand this. I worked as a nurse in this doctor's office probably 30 years ago. Well, no, I'm only 17, so I only could work in about 10 years ago. No. He had 5 wives. The last wife he was really in love with, and they divorced. And I said to him, why would you divorce somebody? You were perfect for each other. I don't get it. This is, you know, when I was young, and 7 or so. And so he said, we just couldn't. I loved her, but I just couldn't give her what she wanted. She wanted me to love her daughter. Now, that's not anything to do with you, but and I just didn't have what she wanted in me. I couldn't be the father that she wanted. But that didn't mean he didn't love her. He couldn't make it work. And so what I'm hearing in the ethers is this. Don't mix love with that he can't give you what you want. And it's your decision whether you walk away. Because love is there, but he is not going to – you're asking him to do something he will not do. So, that you know, here's your choice. You either accept him for the way he is, which is something I don't think you're ready to do. And, or knowing he loves you and trying to make it work any way you can. And I know you've tried, so you don't even have to tell me that. Or you walk away and find somebody that doesn't have the baggage he has. The problem I have, Kita, is that I feel like you love him.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I told you on this last show, it's upsetting to me because
I don't think I spoke with you last. I mean,
okay.
I spoke with you before, but not last week. No.
Okay. But whatever, because I'm getting, I can hear what I said to you. And maybe I'm wrong, but I know that I feel like you can work this out, and I've always felt that, but I don't think he's going to change. So, and I don't think it's an abuse situation. I don't think it's any, because I would never tell you to stay. I feel like it is another person, like a parent, if I remember correctly. I think it was his mother. Am I on the right?
She's part of it, but it's not all her. It's she's part of it.
Okay, because I feel like that part you've got to work around, and I know you.
No,
said
I'm not
you,
working around. I can't work around that.
If you can,
I can't.
Yeah,
no,
if
no,
you can't, if you can't, he can't give you what you want. That would be my.
Yeah,
answer.
I can't because it's difficult for me to allow another woman to influence what goes on.
I get it, honey. I get it, girlfriend. I would not either, but you asked me a question. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a marriage counselor. So to me, I always want to find a way to work it out. But I realize when you can't, and he is not going to change, but that doesn't mean he doesn't love you. What it means is that you're going to have to make the decision. If you can't live with it, then you're going to have to walk away.
Yeah, I gotta go. But I'm wondering how does...
Well, he's not happy about it, if that's what you're asking me. If you're asking me that if he's happy about it, no, he's not happy about it. And I don't believe that he... I think he lives in a little bit of his fantasy world when it comes to you. I think that you've maybe cried wolf so much. I'm not sure if this is what you can relate to. But I'm hearing you cry wolf so much that after that, they don't believe you anyway, and that he will believe you this time, but it'll be a shame. And it took him this long to understand that he lost somebody he really, really cared about.
Because he couldn't set up boundaries.
Yes. And
well,
even if he tries, he can't change. So he could try for a month, he could try for a week, he could try for 3 months, but it will go back. And I think that you'll be even more hurt. So this is how I look at things, honestly, Kita. And then I've got to move on to the next person because today I only have an hour show. But
mm-hmm.
I've got to tell you this. When it comes to love, not everything is equal. But it has to be equal playing field, meaning you might give 80% in one area, he might give 20, but he might give 80% in the next area, and you say, well, screw it, I'm only giving 10. So it equals out in the long run. I don't like seeing marriages or even relationships breaking up with two people that are in love. I think that that's the whole idea of people who want to break people up, like parents, relatives, friends. And I hate that it happened to somebody in my family. So I hate that that would happen. And I always like to find a way around it. But if you can't, you're going to have to walk.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, will you let us know how you do, though?
Of course.
Oh, thank you, Kita.
I want my two seconds.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. She has 20 seconds, and then I explode. So go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Go for it, Kat.
Yeah, I know. I kept just kind of sitting with this, and it's like he's really, what I can say is he's really heavy-hearted. He's really, really sad that you told him that, because I agree with Bonnie totally. It's like he really loves you. He really does. He's just not able, for whatever reason, he's not able to stand up to his mother. It's, you know, and some, I've seen some gentlemen who can and some who can't. Fortunately, I was married to a guy who did. But I have seen guys that are just, you know, for whatever reason, that, you know, that mom control they have over them,
they just have the hardest time. You know, they've been taught either, you know, respect for your mom, or, you know, obey your, you know, father and mother, you know, first command with a promise that it goes well with you on the earth. And they are so stuck in that that they can't get to that, you know, a man shall leave his father and mother and stick to his wife. You know, so but he's really, really heavy-hearted. And it's like, I agree with Bonnie. He loves you. He loves you a lot. And he's really, really sad.
Yeah, and so, Peta, I know I can feel your energy. I just don't feel, I feel that you really, you've milled this over. You've been through it before. You've had this coming and going. You're probably so sick of this. You can't, I can feel it. You probably are, I could feel your stomach about it.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can tell you is think long and hard. I know you've made your mind up. I feel that. And I feel like, though, if you just please for me, and don't do anything like stay, because that I wouldn't ask you to do, but just go back and talk to him one more time, okay?
I know we have to move on really quick. I'm not that cold-hearted. I wouldn't just leave, but I can't do the wait a couple months and we'll see. No, it's like, yeah. Right, no.
No, but, you know, you really need to sit and talk to him. Even if you, I don't feel you're cold-hearted at all. In fact, I feel how churned up you are inside. So just please go talk to him again. Know that when you walk away, it's with a heavy heart, because he will have one, and just make sure you know what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
The only other question I want to ask in there is there any possibility that, you know, I mean, it sounds really strange, that you can take, like, you know, a quote, a vacation or, like, break from him, or, you know, where you can, like, kind of sort of, like, physically relocate just for a little while and say, you know, I just got to get out of this situation. I still love you. You know, we're still together. But I just need to have a break from this to contemplate and see where I'm at and what I'm doing. And it's like, and he might have, you know, him having that kind of a break, or, you know, a little bit of space from you, it might help him get his head together to go, you know what, my mother's my mother and I love her, but my wife is the person I chose, and it's like, and that's my future, and that's where I want to be. So it's like, it might give him, you know, that space, if you had a different physical residence that you were living, you know, away from him for just a short while.
Can I add, I got to interject something, because I already know what's going to happen. So, I mean,
all right.
I mean, Kelly,
I feel what possibility
right.
is there, you know.
Yeah, Cal, don't worry. I agree with you. I mean, totally agree with you. But what I feel like this is, if you do that, Kita, you need to move on while you're doing it, meaning don't wait. Go start dating and tell him that, you know, first of all, he's your husband, isn't he?
Yes.
So you can't date. So you can move.
Sure. No, she's not.
Yeah,
not dating.
No, but what I'm showing is, if you move away, the problem is, again, and I think I said it in the beginning, he might be good for a day, a week, a month, you know, a couple months, but he is not, the base of a personality is not going to change. I can feel him. He wants to, but it's not going to happen because the other side is pulling too much. But
I need this lady to die already. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, she's not on the other side. But what I do feel like is this: he's got issues with his mom, and he's not going to. He might forsake it for a little bit, but these issues are deep rooted. And so, to me, if you can't work around them and you don't want to, then my suggestion is talk to him. See where it goes. Absolutely. I think you can separate. And, you know, what Kelly said is, you know, let him date you. You know, I say, let him date you, let him take you out, let him see what he's missed. But I really believe in the long run, you're going to come to the same conclusion. But
that is,
it's just
time to go. And that's okay. I love him to pieces, but it's the other woman thing. And I can't handle it.
I could see, I think there could be a way around it. But I don't know that you're able or wanting to do that. I know
because
you
would basically just have to accept it for the way that it is.
Yeah.
And I don't want to.
You know, there are breakthroughs. And again, I'm going to have to, I've got to get to the next caller. But there are other breakthroughs that you can have. You can sit down and talk to her and tell her that with a heavy heart, you don't, you know, because then she's won. And I don't like to use that term. But we're not playing here with marriage. But the problem is that you're not, if you do walk out, she'll say to him, see, she's not strong enough. She couldn't do this. What I want you to do is if you try working with her versus him, you might be able to make a little headway. Now, I'm not saying a whole lot, but I think you could do it because I think your personality, if you switch it around, you might be able to.
No way in hell.
Well, that girlfriend,
no way.
What I'm going to tell you with a heavy heart, she's not going to change. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye.
Cal?
No.
Yeah, you know, we love you. We're here for you. And I hate moving on with a caller like that, but I could spend an hour talking to her because there is ways you can get around a mother-in-law, a father-in-law. It's not easy. And it takes
time.
I think she spent a lot of time trying. So 845-845, you're on with Kelly and Bonnie. Hi. Wait, you're on with Bonnie.
Hi, Diana. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi, Diana. Hey, Diana. How are you?
You know, I got a lot going on. I mean, a lot of stuff going on, but I figured I'd just focus on romance right now.
Oh,
you know, I'm chatting
well,
with someone. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I had a wonderful date with someone, and then I didn't hear from him, and it was a phenomenal date. And then someone from, actually, through friends of friends, has been chatting with me, but he seems a little frisky. I haven't met him, actually, and you know, I
absolutely,
said,
absolutely meet him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Frisky means he's in the game. And, you know, you don't have to do anything. But, you know, I've always said that you can't blame a guy for trying. But what you can do is blame a guy for being aloof. So, see, you have two different guys here. You have one that's kind of frisky that you could say, okay, down, down, boy, but still he's coming at you. You have the
right.
Other one that you have a great time, but you don't hear from him, so he's kind of aloof. So which way, I'm going to ask you, would you rather have the down, down, boy, or would you rather have, oh, my goodness, is he going to call me?
Well, I'm just afraid that the frisky guy, you know, is like, you know, just looking to have sex and, you know.
Have you talked to him?
I've spoken to him, but, you know, he's very frisky. And, you know, it's just like everything, the conversation always goes towards the sexual talk. And I'm like, okay, we haven't even met. We can meet each other and there could be no chemistry. And it's too soon to even have that discussion.
Right, but you know what? I got to tell you. I believe I'm going to tell you that I think you should meet him. I don't think, even if you had the worst time in the world, because all he did was tell you how beautiful you are and how he wanted to, you know, go to do this. I believe that you have two extremes here. You have one that's really frisky, one that's more aloof, and you'll know from meeting this guy and from that, hey, I don't want either, possibly. I want somebody in the middle. But they keep saying to me, meet him. So I don't know why, and I can't foresee what's going to happen with him, except that I really believe that you need to meet him. I'm not going to say he's your husband or he's going to be your date for the next 20 million years, but I think the first thing out of the gate was go meet him. Because, you know, I do believe that when you meet somebody, they might be different in person than they are on the phone or on a line. And
right.
I think if you know a friend that's introducing you, is that what you said? He's a friend of somebody?
No, he was flirting with me on Facebook. And,
oh, okay.
And then he private messaged me, and then it was like, we spoke a few times, and we spoke yesterday, and it was like, well, have a really nice week, and I'll, you know, maybe we'll get together next weekend or the following. And he was, what do you mean, have a nice week? You know, is there a rule that I can't call you again? And I'm like, no, of course, but it seems like he wants to sex text and, you know, and that's like, I don't know if he hasn't been with a woman in a couple of years or whatever, but it just seems like I'm kind of afraid that he's going to be like this tiger that wants to have sex on the first date, and I'm not that kind of person.
Right, I agree with you, and that's why I hear down, down, boy, you know. But I think that when I hear when I hear it, it's in like, down, down, boy, down, down. Like, you know, hold your horses there. We need to start a relationship. and I don't feel it's bad. Do you know what I mean? Like if I heard, you know, hey, stop it now, then I would tell you
right.
don't go. But I don't hear that. So to me,
right.
I again, I'm going to tell you this, and I tell everybody, and please, everybody listen who's out there with the same. I always say 20 minutes of your time would be a friend. So say, yeah, you know
right.
what? I'm ready to meet you at Starbucks, Frisky. I'll meet you there for coffee. And you don't go anywhere else with him for the first date. And you sit and talk. You put yourself 20-minute timer in your brain. And then you're
mm-hmm.
like, oh, well, I've got, you know, you can sit down and go, listen, I've got 20 minutes or 30 minutes. I'm so glad to meet you, blah, 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 blah. See how well you like him. If you don't, and that in 30 minutes, it's all he wants to do is grope you, see you, which, you know, isn't a bad thing. But if you don't want it, you just say, you know what, down, boy. You and I
mm-hmm.
have different ideas of a relationship, but it was nice to meet you. And you walk away.
That's the thing. I don't want to get involved with another, you know, situation where it's not, because I'm looking for a relationship.
Absolutely.
You know.
But you do know that you've got to go through some frogs before you hit the prince. And
I have a frog farm in my backyard.
I can tell you that for some reason, I don't know why they're saying it, but go ahead and meet him. And I think it might be that there might be a different perspective on the other guy, and maybe that's it. Maybe you're longing for something that spirit wants to show you that you have both extremes right there, and that
right.
which one, if you don't want either, you need to either modify what you're doing or who you talk to. So for some reason,
mm-hmm.
they want you to go. And I can only tell you this. Please be in a safe place. I always suggest a Starbucks or coffee house. Meet him there and don't let him see you get in the car. But I don't think you're going to have,
oh.
if you know, I just believe that you need to meet him. I don't know why, but they're saying, you know, maybe it's going to make you feel a certain way that will
okay.
open something else inside you. I don't know.
Maybe he'll just, you know, stroke my ego and because my,
yeah.
my thing
yeah.
has been really in the real shitty, you know, so.
Listen, I am hearing, Diana, that this will be fun. I can hear you go now down. I mean, because that's not me talking. I wouldn't talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's spirit. And I think that it'll do something for you. What it is, I don't know. I'm not going to say again he's going to be your husband
right.
or your boyfriend or anything. But I believe that going and seeing what this date would be like will change your opinion of something that you're doing. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great.
I know. You know what, Diana? I love your. I mean, are you in New York or New Jersey?
I'm in New York and he's in New Jersey.
Ah, see that? Well, I got to tell you, I'm coming to New York tomorrow. I'm so excited. Where in New York do you live? Or do you not want to? I mean, where are you in Manhattan?
No, I live upstate, but I'm originally from the city. I'm originally from Long Island and I was born in Manhattan.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, because I wanted to tell you that, and I won't be there that long, but, you know, the guy that I adore, he's my mentor, Mark Anthony. He's a psychic lawyer that was on the show last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
He is so phenomenal. He's going to be at a bookstore on Fifth Avenue, Fifth and somewhere. If you do you know the bookstore Namaste?
Nice. Yes.
Okay, he's going to be there next Saturday. So he's great. He brings spirit through. He is an excellent author, and he's world renowned. So if you can get there, you can. I know it's hard, but I have 90 seconds now. So I've got to tell everybody, Diana, give us a call. Go for the date. Have fun. Drink coffee and have a great time. And call us back.
And hang on,
Kelly. Yes, and I can't give Kelly.
We got one
40
more caller.
Seconds.
Like, we've been really
I can't give Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
I can't give Kelly her. Do you want to say something? Because your 40 seconds are all up. So do you want to say something, Kelly? But let me tell everybody, join us this week. You got a guest host, Kelly. She'll be running the show. I'm going to be in New York. Nastami, everyone. Go ahead, Kelly. Go for it.
I just want to say, yes, Diana, I think Bonnie got you covered, and it's like, I really do want to be Teddy's mom, so it's like, we got one more caller.
Okay, all
so
right.
Can we stay a few extra minutes?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
You
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, I have about 5 minutes, so Teddy, we're taking
okay.
you overtime. So if
hi.
You hi. I'm going to give you a really quick synopsis of what you want to know because I am on my way out the door. So, Teddy, how can Kelly and I help you today?
Well, I'm wondering whether you've got a message for me, if there's any spirits around.
Do you have a male spirit? Because I
could
don't
be.
See a female. Yeah, I don't see a female.
Okay, this one.
I do see a female, but she's standing back, which means the male spirit is standing forward. He's tall and thin, and he's quiet. He's a quiet kind. He's very peaceful. He's a quiet kind of guy, and he's handing you. It's really weird because usually they come running up. He's handing you a red rose. You know what a red rose is?
No.
No.
It's a red rose is for love. Do you have somebody in spirit that you loved?
There was someone in spirit that did love me, and he has brought me flowers in the past.
Okay, because this man is not like a father. A red rose is, when they give you red roses, they usually give you red, pink, white, which is, you know, but a red rose to me means deep love and affection.
Yeah, yeah.
And that usually is by somebody who you have loved. Okay, so that would mean either a boyfriend, a husband, somebody like that. Do you know who this is?
Well, possibly. Possibly. Did he? Is he wearing? What's he wearing?
I'll tell you what he's wearing because he's not dressed sloppily. So he's dressed with like a nice shirt. I'm gonna say, you know, because he's kind of in the shadows. He's not really wanting to step forward because I think he's quiet. He's got like black pants on, so I'm going to say he's got black pants on, loafers, and a nice shirt, maybe a long, a little tie. Do you know who that? And he's handing you the rose. Do you know who this is?
The one that usually comes wears a uniform. So any.
Well, this could be a uniform because it's got black pants, but it's got a regular shirt and a tie. So and it's not a uniform of a. It's not a military uniform if that's what you're looking for. No. This almost looks like a groom, like somebody dressed like a groom. So, I would say he's not real young, but he's not old. I mean, he's probably, if I'm looking at him, because he has his head down, he's got brown hair. And I think he died early, so I don't think he, like died of old age. I think that there was some problem. He had something physical that was wrong. So, do you know who this is?
Well, there is someone that comes through, and he was a pilot. I met him once in my life, and he always comes through.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be why he's dressed in black pants and nice shirt, because if you look at pilots, not all the time do they have their pilot jacket on. They have a tie, a shirt, and pants. This gentleman is thin. I'm going to say I think he's thin because his clothes are hanging. They're not real tight. And he's handing you those roses. And he said that he will always love you. That's the message. And
Is this someone on the other side or someone that could be alive?
No, it's somebody on the other side. Mm-hmm. It could be a soulmate that you've missed or a soulmate that's not here anymore. So we have different soulmates. They could be a friend. That's what I'm saying. Do you have a friend, a male friend, or somebody that you encountered? It looks like he doesn't know you that well. So I'm going to say that it could be a male that you, he's not giving me anything but a rose. So that's why I have, and what he's saying to me is this, you would have loved me if you could. So what my theory is either he died young and he was a boyfriend or a guy friend and that he was there to show you something in your life. So do you know anybody who has passed early?
Well, the one I'm thinking of who likely would have been, he was 69 when he died.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay because if you hear, they don't come in ages. He usually spirit will show you the age that they feel the best at. So I was going to say he looks like his late 40s, early 50s, which maybe he looked younger. because I'm really not great.
Does he have short hair?
Yes. This is not a long-haired guy.
Any names?
I don't do names. So but he's handing you, and now he's stepping back, and he's around you. I can feel it. He's around you, and he watches you. He watches out for you. Like he's not your first person. So he's not your. I don't think that you had a great. I don't think on this earth plane you had that much of a relationship. Put it that way. Yeah, she didn't. Yeah,
she didn't really know him, and he knew her after he knows her because now he's on the other side. And he knows all about her. But
yeah.
It's like it was like somebody that she really knew, but it's like he was really smitten with her, and he watches over. He helps protect her.
Well, he's one of your soulmates actually, but only that you didn't know him. Like on this earth plane, you don't know all your soulmates. They come in for reasons. You could have bumped into him on the street. You could have been his best friend, but you wouldn't have considered him a soulmate. You would have considered him, oh, we're friends. But really, the love was there, possibly from another lifetime. But I believe that this guy that's showing up, because he's standing back so far, which either means one of two things. He's either a generation behind you, meaning you're young and he's not, or he's not your primary. So I'm going to tell you do have spirit with you, and I'm, you know, there is a female behind him, but she's not stepping up. So this man is the one that wanted to give you the message. Again, he said that he's been here before, that you know it's him, that you've known him before. So either he's shown up in your life and you know who it is in readings, or that you've seen him as spirit. So does that make any sense to you?
There is one that keeps coming through, and I met him once, and I know he pursued me for a while in real life, but he was too old for me.
Yeah, that's why he's behind. Whenever I see somebody that's that far away, again, I'm going to say it's either because he's one generation behind you, which is what this guy would be, or he's not your primary, and I would imagine he's one generation behind you, meaning that he was older than you, a lot older than you.
He was about 24 years older than me, if it's the same one.
Yeah, yeah.
But why me? I mean, he's always shows up, and I only met him once.
Because we come down with different soulmates and for different reasons. Maybe he was there. I don't know what, when you met him, You have to decide how you felt and what you thought, because that's the reason we're here, to learn lessons. And the lessons that we learn here aren't necessarily what you think. So let's say you here's a good example. If you read the book Five Guys I Met in Heaven or Five People I Met in Heaven, you know, the guy was saying he saw this bum on the street that used to stand all the time in one space, and he would pass him by, never say anything, and he saw him in heaven. And he goes, "What are you doing? You know, I saw you. Why would you be here for me?" And he said, "Because I was the one when you looked at barely that you used to say, 'I'm never going to be like that. I'm always going to try working harder.'" And she said, "So even in your darkest days, when I was there, so that you didn't ever give up." So see, we don't know why people are in our life. I can't tell you, because I don't know what you felt when you met him. Did you feel something? Only you will know this. When you met this guy, what was he in your life? That's the lesson he's teaching you. And yeah, he's been with you, and he is going to finish out your lifetime with you. So he is one of your, I'm going to say, guardian angels.
Is he bringing anybody into my life?
I feel that you have a lot of other things on your plate. I don't think you're going to be alone, but I see that it's not going to be very soon. I think you might go through some people, but I see a window. How old are you?
I'm in my 40s.
Okay, in 3 years, you'll be completely taken. So, you know, in order to be taken in 3 years means you got to meet somebody either in the first year or two coming up. And I think in your third year you'll be monogamous, in a monogamous relationship. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say my commentary here really quick is you haven't got to 45 yet. It's like 44 is called your pre-birth year. 45 is called your rebirth year. Whatever goes on in those 2 years, 44 years, like, you know, the leading up, it's leading up and preparing you for a transition, what people love to call the midlife crisis. So whatever happens in your 45th year, that's the time when the cards are still used.
Yeah,
it's really ugly. Yeah.
Okay, Cal, I've got to end the show.
Okay. Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye. Hi, honey. I'm ending the show. Bye.
All righty. Sounds good. Hope she calls back.
Bye, Cal. Bye, Cal. Love you.
Bye. Good to see you. Love you, too.